Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to worship today at Second Baptist Church, this third Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of joy. I am so thankful that you all are here today. I can feel the joy in the air. It's always wonderful when we walk in and everybody's fellowshipping and getting together, and it's nice to see you all enjoying one another. So thank you for being here today. I want to start off by officially welcoming and congratulating Mark Chaney for being our official organist. We made it official this week. Yes. And I'm so glad we finally made it the real deal. And his wife Alyssa is over here. We're so glad to have them and their beautiful family. And if you haven't gotten to know them yet, I encourage you to introduce yourself. It's a very lovely family. Friends, it is the last Sunday to get your tickets for the Christmas dinner this coming Wednesday night. Please pay no attention to the date in your second helping. If you wait until the 19th, you're going to miss the deal. So please get your tickets today. If you haven't done so, we're selling those out in the Grand Hall, and you can also purchase them online. Miss Johnny has told us the menu is going to be delightful, and you won't want to miss it. And our children are singing, and you won't want to miss that program as well. You're going to get a little snip of it today as they're going to sing one of our songs for you. To introduce the program to you today, but come back Wednesday night and cheer on these kids because it's going to be quite a program and you won't want to miss it. And I want to invite you back next Sunday night for our service of hope. It's at 6:30. It's a beautiful service right out here in the Grand Hall, and you might know somebody who you need to spread the word and invite them. This is a very meaningful service that brings me hope this time of year. It's beautiful, and it's just perfect, and it's quiet, and it might be exactly what they need. So please check that out in the second helping. Also, tonight at Lake Ridge, Bells Gloria is playing their final concert of the year at 5 p.m., and all of you are invited, especially if you missed them last Sunday when they played here, so please join us as we listen to the bells play one more time this evening. We're having communion today, y'all, and if you didn't get to grab one of these hand sanitizer packets, we've got some more out here, and we can make sure and get one to you just before communion. We invite you to open this up and sanitize your hands. We'll be bringing communion to you at your seats, so you will stay right where you are. If you need the gluten-free option, it'll be right there in the tray, and it's a little packet. The wafer's right on top, and the juice is on the bottom, and there's like three of those per tray, so please look for those if you need it as well. Now, let's just take a moment and take in the beauty of this sanctuary and what's to come today, this Sunday of joy. The Lord be with you. I invite you, as you're able, to stand with me for the call to worship for today. This is the season of holy waiting.
We wait and watch as the Lord is drawing near to us.
This is the season of holy waiting.
We wait patiently as the night begins to glow with the light of day.
This is the season of holy waiting.
We wait while the dawning light appears on the horizon.
This is the season of holy waiting.
We watch while the light of day begins to fill the sky.
Come, let us walk with joy in the light of God.
Please pray with me. Dear God, we thank you for today. We thank you for your Son. We thank you for the love that you so willingly give to us and for the joy that is only found in you. May we go out this season and do the same for those around us. It is in your Son's holy and precious name we pray. Amen.
Oh, If there are children that are, may I sit right there? If there are children that are here but aren't here yet, I hope you'll come and join us. My name is Catherine, and I'm so pleased to get to sit with you guys this morning as we anticipate Christmas, which is the birth of Jesus into the world, and we celebrate in the songs that we sing and the scriptures that we read, the way that God is changing us so that the world around us changes too because of Christmas. Now, sometimes we read scripture and we hear it with our ears and we think about it with our minds, but we also need to feel it. And so, with the help of the congregation, we're going to do that. Now, the prophet Isaiah that we're going to read from today gives us an image also about lions and lambs cozying up together like they're buddies. But normally, lions and lambs are not buddies. So we need some lions and some lambs. Let's see, the two outside edges of the congregation, you guys found your way in timidly and sat down as quick as you could, or you went as far over as you could. So we're going to let you be the lambs. Can I hear the lambs? Oh, congregation. Come on. Let's hear some lambs. Okay. Thank you, guys. And you bold people who sit right in the middle center so that you can get the drippings of the gospel when Jake preaches, we need some lions roaring. Can I hear some roaring? So good. Now I need for the lions and the lambs to stand up. Everybody stand up. And so these lions face those lambs. And these lions turn and face those lambs. And you guys are going to be lions over here. Can I hear you guys roar? Okay. And you guys are lambs. Okay. All right. So you know how this goes. If you would, please be the animal that you are and roar or baa at each other. Okay. But the scriptures say that in this place, at least in this place, we are no longer lions and lambs alone, but we are friends. And so that means that lions become friends with lambs, and lambs trust lions to be their friend too. And so if you would, this time, just wave as you make your animal noise. And so we give God thanks for all the ways that God makes us and makes us whole and makes us friends. Amen. You may go on to preschool praise or sit with your families.
Our Hebrew reading this morning is Isaiah 12, 2 through 6. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid. With joy you draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say to that day, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the nations. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be known in all the earth. Sing aloud and sing for joy, O royal Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Would you join me in the litany of confession? We confess that we have not loved you wholeheartedly.
We go about our lives because Christmas is the humanity celebrated, but not lived.
We hear the good news, but we do not heed it.
We turn away the Holy Family, but there is no room in our
We hear the cry of the expectant mother, desperate for care and a place to lie, but instead listen to carols.
We look past the lowly children, born in mangers among the hurting of the world, and look instead to the ever-righteous.
We hear the call of the angels to come and worship the newborn king, but we bow down to the idols of our culture.
Forgive us, we pray.
Remove the barriers that we construct and empower us to be a people doing the holy, graceful, loving work of Christmas every day. And hear these words of forgiveness that come to us across centuries from the prophets Malachi and Isaiah. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of joy. This is good news.
In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
Amen.
Reading today is from Luke 3, 10 through 16. And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he told them, "Whoever has two coats must share one with one who has none. And whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what should we do?" And he said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats of false accusations, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah. John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water. But the one who is more powerful than I is coming, and I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God.
Our Lord. an honor, a gift, a privilege it is to join with you for worship. Your presence and your voice, your hearts is it's just a gift, a blessing. Thanks so much. I want to tell you about the single most spiritually enriching and joyful moment of my life. As it happens, this is a sacrament in which our family practices a movement and a mantra that I'm afraid some of you might call sacrilegious. Now, during this movement and mantra that I find to be the most spiritual act currently in my life, the nearly omnipresent Alexa is, of course, holding court. Speaking of Alexa, I've given Jeff Bezos some Freudian elbows here and there for the, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, as Freud has said. I'm not so sure. But we're so grateful for this gift of his foundation to the incredible work taking place here in our city through Open Door, the dignifying ministry that Open Door is a part of, a ministry partner of ours, and this church has been generous to that organization as well. And this is a grant from this foundation specifically to serve those who face the tragedy of sex trafficking. And I want to tell you, years ago, I was in Los Angeles visiting my mother, and I saw a billboard years ago, and I wrote this billboard down. And on this occasion, it was certainly an advertisement for Amazon, although in today's world, it seems as though all companies are using this sort of model. And I'll never forget seeing this billboard, and it said, zero to happy in 1 hour or less. Arrow smile. Yeah. Yeah. And last week we spoke of the lie, the myth of redemptive violence. And although I'm so grateful for this gift from Bezos Foundation, but this zero to happy in 1 hour or less is a dangerous narrative. It's a dangerous narrative in our world, one that I think we need to beware of. And so the very most spiritually enriching, joyful moment in my life, you see, for years now, I have curated the most wonderful playlist. Because I'm so hip and so cool, I've got a great playlist of worship songs by the Avett Brothers and the Doobie Brothers, by James Taylor and Taylor Swift, Johnny Swim and Johnny Cash are all. This is a great playlist. I will share it with you free of charge. And the domestic center of our family is the kitchen, and it's always a wreck. If you ever come over to our home and the kitchen is clean, we're lying to you. There are crayons everywhere. There are dirty dishes everywhere. Now, we are a books on tape kind of family. I don't think the car was meant for music. I think the kitchen was meant for music. My wife is a chef, and my kids are wild, and we spend a lot of time. This is a sacred space, and the very most spiritually enriching moment in my life right now is as we are listening to this incredible, hip playlist that Zed has put together. Our oldest, Eva, 4, has now learned to say, "Alexa, stop." If you would, with your right or your left hand raised high, a little bit better participation than me, than you gave Pastor Catherine earlier, please. If you would make a fulcrum with your palm area, and if you would touch the tips of your fingers to your thumbs, like so, very good job, very good job, very good job. And as my incredible playlist is playing, and Eva calls out, "Alexa, stop, play Baby Shark." And if you would join with me, I'm serious, put your hands up. Baby Shark, do, 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 do. Baby Shark, do, do, do. Thank you very much. Sacrilege. Some of you didn't do it because your parents and you have PTSD from this understandable. Now, that is not the most spiritually enriching moment of my life. Let me tell you what is. When Eva calls out, Eva's loved Baby Shark for years, right? We've watched Baby Shark more than we care to admit. But Lainey, our youngest, has now taken to it. Yeah. So it's a whole family affair here in the kitchen. And Eva calls out to Alexa, and then there are those notes, those just two notes given to us, of course, by Jaws, but these notes inaugurate Baby Shark. Larry Landusky, everyone. Yeah, and so when Lainey hears those notes, she starts to do this. I mean, let me show you, choir. This is what she does. Someone after the earlier service said, is she like playing a bass? You know, but this is her dance move. And for the most part, genetically, like that's what she's going to be stuck with the most of her. Yeah. Yeah, when the messengers come to Mary and announce, it will be you. In dishonor, it will be you. Out of wedlock, it will be you. By which the fullness of God's presence will enter in to all of creation. Mary responds in song, saying, my soul magnifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices, all of this to me. Music is that bridge, I think, that singing is that bridge that connects. It seems to connect deep down with the heart and with the soul and with reality. The theory that this and this causes within me is joy. True joy is far beyond words. The most joyful moments of our lives, the greatest of all joy, is far beyond words, isn't it? Yeah. Isaiah, foreseeing the salvation of God, says, I give thanks. Isaiah, seeing let us sing aloud, the prophet continues. And I think Isaiah, in response to the fullness of God's salvation, in the fullness of joy, Isaiah responds by saying, let us give thanks. David Stendhal Roth says, if you want to be happy, be grateful. Twisting the words of St. Francis, give thanks always, yet only when necessary, use words. The two words, primary words in our New Testament for worship, both of which connote, one connotes service, an action, one connotes a posture, a bowing. No words necessary. The fullness of God's salvation produces a joy that need not any words. May we be grateful. Now, one who is stranger than Macho Man Randy Savage, John the Baptist, don't ever go to Sunday school, okay? You'll find yourself saying strange things in your sermons. John the Baptizer, in describing the fullness of God's salvation and the fullness of what God has given to the world, John the Baptizer responds not just with gratitude, but says the enacted joy is a generous life. You see, because God has given all that is needed. God has given all that is necessary and more. And because God has given all that is needed and all that is necessary and more, it is then, it is because of what God has done, we need not take more than we need. Because what God has done and what God has given, we can give out of our abundance to brother and to sister and to neighbor and to friend and to church and to others. Yeah. Yeah, the prophet Isaiah and the prophet John the Baptist lead us to a nonverbal joy of gratitude and generosity. I'll leave you with this story, which may be familiar. However, it just is, it's incredible. Let me say this. In this year, you may be well familiar with the truism in our culture of it is better to give than to receive, right? And certainly there's some value there and some deep spiritual enrichment. It is better to give to receive. However, in this season of my life, I found myself thinking that's not good enough. That falls short because it is good to receive. It is. And God has given all that is needed, all that is necessary. This is why we give thanks. This is why we can now live generously. It is good. It is right even to give and to receive. Receive what God has given and give only if necessary using words. The rabbis tell of a story of two brother farmers who are in business together and agree to split their dealings 50-50. And in a year in which the harvest was not very good, you see, one of these brother farmers was married and had children, while the other was still a bachelor. And in a year in which the harvest was not so strong, the brother farmer, thinking of his brother bachelor, was concerned that his brother, who was a bachelor, who had no children, he thought, well, my brother needs to be saving for his future. He needs a little bit more grain than I do this year in this low harvest, that he might be more secure in his finances. I have this wonderful family to help care for me and to be there for me. And yet the bachelor brother at the same time was thinking of his brother with a family, thinking, my brother with a family has all these mouths to feed, all these bodies to clothe. And so the brother bachelor without children set out in the dark of night to take some grain from his barn and to deposit it in quietness and in anonymity and to place it into his brother's barn who had children. And the brother who had children, caring for his brother who was a bachelor, set out in the dark of night to get grain from his barn and give it to his brother who was a bachelor. And as you well know, in the light of the moon, these two brothers found themselves midway, sharing with the other their plans to be generous, to be grateful, to be loving of neighbor. And as the rabbis tell it, when the brothers met in the middle, it began to rain, which of course was the tears of God weeping in joy. For when we are grateful, for when we are generous, it gives God, it proclaims to all of creation that the joy of the world has come. It has come. And if that is true, as I sense it is, if that is true, as I believe it, that there is a true joy here now for you and for me and for the world, far beyond words. Ironically, I'm using about 1,500 words to describe it. But if there is that true joy here and now, you don't need an hour or less. The Spirit of God here and now. May we be happy. May we be joyful in Christ. Would you pray with me? Lord, we give thanks, for you have given more than enough. Give us your courage and your boldness and your faith to be ever shaped into your joy. May this give glory and honor to your reality, to your love, to your presence. In the name of the Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit, we pray together. Amen. Friends, if I can be of help to you now or at your convenience, we would just be honored to do so. I invite you to stand as we continue to worship.
Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Heed to what we say, Jesus Christ. Bow and he is in the manger. Christ is.
Would you join me in prayer? Dearest God, remind us that there's good reason that brings us to this place, to discover your will and to find the energy and the strength to do it. May these two concerns be our sun and our moon, our great desire, and may the prayers of our hearts attract your strength and your light through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.
If you would join me in praying as we were taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You can be seated. Hope, peace, joy, and love. These are all meaningful words, and yet at some level they all fall short, as all words do. And so now you are invited not just to a word, but to an action. An action to receive what God has given. And we invite all to receive and to celebrate the table of Christ. We invite you to take cup and take bread and to hold on to it, that we might worship and celebrate together.
Thank you.
Thank you to our deacons for extending the table to us all. I don't have a strong voice. I need water and honey to get me through most Sundays. And so I sneak into the kitchen carefully, Johnny. I sneak into the kitchen and take some honey and put it in my cup. And just some 30 minutes ago or so, I was sneaking in there and saw where the deacons were setting up communion. And there they've got all the supplies and the cups and the juice and the containers of crackers and everything. And then right there in the middle of the table is an extra large Ziploc bag of cookies. Right there on the table in which the deacons are preparing communion. And I stopped and I said, yes. There is a sweetness to this meal, to this table. There is a sweetness to what God has given to all. And Christ took the bread and he broke it, blessed it, gave thanks for it, and shared it with you, with me, and with the world, the body of Christ. And likewise, he took that Passover cup full of the joy of salvation, and he shared it. Promises for new life and joy unending, the cup of Christ. Amen. I invite you to stand and pass the peace of Christ one another. Be before you, to lead you, beside you, to guard you, beneath you, to support you. May the joy of Christ be above you, to bless you, and within you, to keep you all the days as you sing Baby Shark. Go in peace.